You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson North. I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
What they're really good at is getting you to run east-west and then cutting it back. And they have speed guys that can do that. You know, one of the things we tried to do last week was try to get there before the running back got started. These guys, that's a challenge.
I have a wife who's been through this for a number of years. She knows how to say no. I have a mom who does an outstanding job of saying no or hell no. So. Come together right
now over me. And now, about to come together right now over a Corona premiere or two, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on a frigid Friday, but it still feels like beach weather to me. I don't know about anybody else. We have made it through the work week, Kansas City, as we prepare for Super Bowl 54 and Kansas City's assault on South Beach, right?
Absolutely.
It's coming.
Here we come.
Here we come.
Red and gold to foul up your teal and pink.
Yeah, the aqua and
whatever that is.
Whatever all they do down there with the fancy colors and everything. No, the Chiefs are coming, and looking forward to getting down there. But, of course, we've got a couple more days. I know a number of the guys here at the Sports Radio 810 WHB are headed down on Sunday. I'll be headed down Tuesday after the show. A little remote up at Worth Harley-Davidson North on Tuesday, and then to the airport, and then to Miami. So I've got a few more days here in town. But looking forward to the Super Bowl. We'll talk a lot about the Super Bowl today as we got a lot of football to discuss. You know, we do that on Football Fridays. Mm-hmm. Bob Glauber from New York Newsday will be with us in the 3 o'clock hour. I think you're familiar with him.
Seems like did we hang out with him last
week? Yeah, he was in town this week. 2-minute drill at 4, Adam Teicher, about 4:30, Kevin Harlan, if we can hook up with him at 5.
He's mercurial, I think.
He blew us off last week is what happened. Is that fair to say? He blew us off? No?
No. It's well.
He got caught on the tarmac in the plane.
Which will happen.
Yes, which, you know, because the plane skidded off the runway there. And, of course, that created all kinds of issues. And
Kevin's plane didn't.
Kevin's plane didn't.
No,
because he would have, another plane did.
He would have called play-by-play of that.
That's right.
And she's skidding left and hooks back to the right. Oh, baby, what a landing. You can't be kidding me.
I thought he might call, like, do play-by-play of them, you know, The stewardess.
Oh yeah,
you know
the cart service.
Yeah, she's sitting back down.
The stewardess. Flight attendant.
With no regard to peanuts being distributed at this time.
The flight attendant with the blue hat and the blue outfit, moving left to right as she surveys the first class passengers.
He says gin and tonic. She says 750. I lost my mind.
She takes the Diet Coke. Cocks her arm. $10. Arches a long spiral.
What would it be? What would it be for a cocktail on the plane? $10, $12.
Oh, at least.
You know,
having never ordered a cocktail on a plane.
Oh, at least.
I paid twice that.
Of course, I've never had one. But
having never been on a plane in the last 25 years as well.
I've been on a plane in the last 25 years.
23.
My last plane ride was. It's been a bit. It's been long enough back that I had to figure out when it was.
Well, that's a good thing. I'll be honest with you. Someone who has to get on planes a little more often, it can be some stressful stuff.
Yeah.
It, you know, so don't complain.
It's not easy.
you know, did you hear, because we bought the tickets late, how Steven and Lebo and Jason are going?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, what it was? Because we're buying the ticket a little bit late.
I did not.
It's KC to Chicago, to Tacoma, to Dallas,
to London,
to Miami,
to London, to Frankfurt.
KC, Chicago, Tacoma, Dallas, Miami.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Oh. You know what? Possible. The fact that I even gave it a moment's thought tells you that. What airline
I actually
would be like in this city?
There is someone who appears on this radio station that did tell me about some kind of – they're in the media. Mm-hmm. They're not – you know, they're a contributor.
Yeah.
Just call them a contributor.
Contributor.
And they actually did get some kind of like, you know, KC to Denver to Atlanta type of deal, you know? Like going the wrong way.
I could have walked.
Yeah. I might have driven to St. Louis and looked for the straight flight from there if possible. We are on the road. We are at Hen House, one of our favorite stomping grounds, one of the places that we frequent 3, 4, 5 days a week when it comes to lunch up here at their wonderful delicatessen, the salad bar. All kinds of great specials for you. Of course, the wonderful meat counter. This is one of my two main hen houses. You can come by and say hello, 6900 West 135th Street. That's the northeast corner, Curtis, of 135th and Metcalf, they tell me.
I'm familiar with this hen house very much.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's my pharmacy. Did you know that?
Is it?
I was told, I was given a text by my wife to go pick up a prescription. One of the kids has a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's literally just like a normal day.
Yes.
I'm here.
You're here.
You know?
When you go there, and I know you're going there, please pick up the prescription.
Our buddy Bob, the manager, you know, we're pals.
Yep.
You know? I got a little cot back in the office where I can hang out. It's always good. No, good times, always great specials back at the meat counter if you're getting ready. The weather is supposed to get actually warmer this weekend. Mm-hmm. So if you got a little tired of being cooped up, 80% lean ground chuck, just $2.99 a pound. You can get some burgers out on the grill. How about some rump roast? Curtis, who doesn't like a little rump roast?
Not one person that I can think of.
Nobody. Fresh beef rump roast. It's boneless, $3.99 a pound. Steaks, Curtis, do you like the steaks?
I love the steaks.
T-bones, $7.99 a pound. Porterhouse steaks, $8.99 a pound. And, of course, we're here at the Harry's Brewery where you can stock up. I've already got my purchase that I'm going to make on the way out the door. The Corona Premier
strong
is ready to go. So you can come stock up on everything you need here at your neighborhood hen house.
The spot, I'll probably be here twice today.
So you'll leave and come back?
No, we'll have my crew, Matt, listen, we'll probably have dinner somewhere out south, and we always go, when we get done, we go to a hen house and get our stuff, our snacks. We call them snacks.
Snacks,
usually
okay.
With me, it's maybe a little thing, ice cream. I get a little cranberry, a little drink, maybe some chips.
Okay.
Then we go back to their place and hang out. So we always go to a hen house, and we frequently go to this one.
All right.
There's a couple spots out here we go on Friday nights. We always come here.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
That is awesome.
That's good to know. Well, thank you.
I wouldn't lie when I say I'm,
no.
I'm here a lot.
You're not lying. So come on by and say hello. We've got, what do we got, Mavericks tickets? You want to go to the Mavericks? And we need a code word.
Mm.
I like this. I heard this. The Border Patrol did this. I like this. Password, a code word.
The password is...
What should the password be? Because we've got a couple, maybe more than a couple, of the new 810 Arrowhead, 810 on an Arrowhead T-shirts. What do you got?
Password is
awesome.
And they have to say it in that voice.
That's not bad. I actually was trying to think of what joke I was going to come back at you with that for your password that sucked.
Being terrible.
But then it's actually pretty good. That's pretty good. You know,
it was, one might say,
awesome. Yeah. Okay, that's it. So it has to be delivered in that
yes,
voice.
You got to give it in the Mahomes voice.
So if you deliver the password in that voice, we'll give you one of our brand new A10 T-shirts.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Yeah. How about a laugh too?
Yes. You got to.
Yeah, that
I
and
thought
a
about
laugh.
That. You got to do a laugh too.
That is do awesome.
How fantastic is it that the best player of the NFL plays here and also gives you that?
That is awesome. You know,
what? There is nothing about that guy that's not.
No.
Awesome.
So that's it. If you can come with that password. I thought he'd be ready one more time.
That is awesome.
The whole thing, not exactly the best cut on it there. You could cut
a little bit
sooner.
Of somebody in there.
But I'll take it. That's pretty impromptu. If you can deliver the password, we'll walk you up with one of the new A10 T-shirts. Limited run. was stressed to me. Limited run.
Yes.
Don't just be throwing these around to anybody. That's why we want to make sure that you know the password. If you know the password, we'll give you one. We've got a wide variety of sizes, from large to extra large.
Everything in between.
And everything in between.
Most people are one of those or know someone that's one of those. Or
so clearly they didn't want us taking one.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing here.
Right.
Because that wasn't going to work.
And if you're a woman who's 5'2", you can probably wear it as a nightshirt.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a lot of shirts that I have I give to friends like, oh, good.
Yeah, there you go.
Work, that'll work.
Reading a piece, we are at that stage where, so come on out. We would love to see you here at the Hen House. 135th and Metcalf, stop on by, say hello, get stocked up for the weekend, get stocked up for the evening if you're like Curtis and you need, you know, half a dozen bags of chips and a gallon of ice cream. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Now is the time to stop on by and take advantage of that. But also get stocked up for the weekend. You want to pre-plan for next weekend? Everything you need for the parties are here, so you can come by. It's probably going to be a zoo. I don't think it'll be a zoo. They're so efficient. But
yeah.
There'll be a lot of people, but you can get stocked up. Remember, whether it's now or during the week, at your neighborhood Hen House. Literally everything from the real beer, even on the Kansas side, to party trays. They've got all kinds of party trays that you can get that are already made. Just go see them in the Delicatessen. Of course, the meat counter if you're going to do some grilling. They got everything for you here at Hen House. So come on out, whether it's here today while we are here or later. And, of course, if you remember the password.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I gotta wait till they get by.
Yeah.
And then we'll know you were listening, and yeah, I'll give you a T-shirt.
And not just walking around.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do.
Membership has its privileges.
Yeah. Be subtle when you come over, though. You know, we don't want everybody figuring it out.
Right. Don't give up the store.
No.
Literally.
No. All right. One of the things you're gonna start seeing out there as becomes maybe paralysis by analysis as we grow closer and closer to the Super Bowl. This game is going to be broken down and evaluated in every possible way. Do you have the Score app?
I do.
You do? Yeah. So I like it. It's a good app. You know, it gives you scores and everything. There it is.
There it is. Oh. The man knows. I like the Snack Factory pretzel chips, the Sabra hummus.
Oh, man.
And the Blue Moose. Parmesan Asiago dip. He knows me way, way well.
Is that an issue?
So good.
Jed, when the manager of the grocery store brings you over your snacks of choice?
Sounds outstanding.
Speaks to the caliber of people at Hen House.
It's like a bartender that knows you walk in,
yeah,
got your drink ready to go. Oh, you like the so-and-so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's me. Boom.
Next remote that you guys are at Hen House, I'm going to get someone to run the board, and I'm going to come out there and hang out and enjoy all of the benefits of being out there.
Oh, dude. Sometimes, like, from the Delicatessen, they bring down, like, cheeses. And I'm not asking for it. We don't need it. We're fine. I'm not asking for it, but it has happened.
Oh, yeah. And if they want to bring it down.
By the way, and my 12-pack of Corona is sitting in front of Curtis as well, so it looks like he's literally, like, gluttoning up.
I'm ready to go. That Pro Bowl party.
Yeah. The big Pro Bowl party on Sunday.
We should move that thing back to after the Super Bowl.
The decorations that you have for your Pro Bowl party are just fantastic.
Yep. Just says what? It was better when it was after the Super Bowl.
Was it?
Yes.
No one wanted to play in it.
Because all anyone can think of, right, but from a fan perspective, all anyone wants can think of this weekend is the Super Bowl. No one cares about the Pro Bowl.
Here's a thought.
At least after the Super Bowl, it was like, oh, God, we get one more game. And that was the only thing left was the Pro Bowl, and you watched because you wanted one more thing of football before this baseball or basketball season took off.
I watched 20 minutes of the Pro Bowl skills competition. And that is – and it was mildly entertaining.
Lamar Jackson did not shine.
No, he did. That's – I was about half a dozen times going to text Jeff Jadia.
Wow.
Because we were having another disagreement at the press conferences yesterday. Was not a lot of touch on that.
My goodness. Everything was off.
Everything was high.
High. Except the long one, which was short. The one he tried to go just off to the left with a long bomb, short, hit the grass. What didn't even get close to the target. I'm going, oh lordy.
Yeah, it was interesting. But anyway, I digress. So yes, we had the Pro Bowl, and this gentleman I think has something to tell Rudy. Rudy, there you go. See, I knew it.
I give him credit for kind of very
subtle. He's very subtle. He's very subtle. He slyly slid up, you know, in his subtle, bright yellow Livestrong hoodie.
Yes, he's
it's good looking. Good looking. And gave us the password.
That's pretty
good.
That
was awesome. There it is. You bet. Take care, man. Have a great weekend.
Nice.
But so we're going to get now moving on for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Are you done distracting me?
I am done.
Okay. So we're going to get paralysis by analysis. So I like this one, though. This is a good story. I thought it was interesting. I just don't know that I agree with any of the conclusions. So the app, The Score, they also write stories and stuff if you read them and whatnot. It said, should Patrick Mahomes' age concern Super Bowl bettors? Right? They're like, he's too young. And he basically details how, you know, he gives numbers straight up and against the spread. He said, here's a breakdown of how every starting quarterback under the age of 27 has fared. And he lists it. And you will go through and you will find out that they are basically, I think it comes down to 8 and 12 against straight up under the age of 27. But if you go with the 15 youngest, and this is why, like, where do you want to cut it off? If you go with the 15 youngest, you get 8 and 7 in the last 15.
Yeah.
You know, if you go with the 5 youngest, he went with the guys that are actually younger than Patrick Mahomes. And there have been some struggles, like Jared Goff last year, younger than Patrick Mahomes. Ben Roethlisberger, this is what I would ask you. Is there any reason? He's such a clown. Is there any reason the people that are showing up are just not shocking? Not shocking.
Sneakers.
Good man.
Cool.
Yeah. So my point is this a legitimate concern? Right? Are you concerned that the lack of experience, that while he's been fantastic, that it takes a more mature quarterback to go out and win the Super Bowl?
It might be if it was anybody but him and what he's already done. To me, Patrick Mahomes is someone who is, in many ways, has already begun it and is going to continue to just shatter what you think a quarterback can do in any way imaginable. So, no, I'm not considered it by it at all. Because not just what he's done on the field, but just his demeanor. Has anyone seen any sentence that's come from him, any movement that's come from him, that would lead you to believe he is susceptible to pressure or the spotlight? He just seems to, everything just rolls off his back. Like almost no one I've ever seen at his age at that position.
Yeah, and so I stopped. I'm like, okay, because I constantly want to try to check myself and say, all right, am I just kidding myself here? Am I looking past what is an obvious, like, you know, negative? Like, I hear other people, you know, all the time when we bring people on about the drill. Have a good weekend. I bring people on around the drill, and, you know, usually everyone who's covering a team in a town is generally from that town, right? And so they come on, and I hear them all the time say that, you know, oh, well, don't worry about this major problem because it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, am I looking past that with Patrick Mahomes at his age? Is the inexperience a bigger issue than I'm giving it credit for? And so, to me, I was like, all right, let's dig through the numbers and let's compare him to these guys. Is it a matter of young quarterbacks are new to the game, or is it a matter of their team? Is it coincidence? What have you? And when you look it up, like, quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes comes in before this game with a 108.9 career passer rating. Only two of all of these quarterbacks, two, have had of the other 15 quarterbacks, had a passer rating over 100 coming into the game. Russell Wilson was one. He won the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Marino was the other. He lost the game. But I don't think that tells us much. But Patrick Mahomes' passer rating is better than both of those guys.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes comes into this with a career passer rating in the postseason of 115. The only guy higher than him?
Which is, that's so weird.
Tony Eason.
Yeah.
These are quarterbacks under the age of 27 making their first Super Bowl start. I think it's amazing. The 100 passer ratings in the postseason, Colin Kaepernick in no order, Troy Aikman, this is actually being the order going backwards of when they occurred, Tony Eason, Jim McMahon, and Dan Marino. Is Patrick Mahomes better than those?
At that point, yeah. I mean, and look at the attempts. I mean, to have that kind of rating with the number of attempts he's had is even more amazing. I mean, Tony Eason had 42 attempts. He had 100 fewer attempts than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, because it was two games. Was it two or three?
Yeah, three.
Three playoff games, and he'd throw for how many yards?
367. Mahomes, 1188.
Yeah, in three games, he'd throw for 367.
Yes.
So it tells you exactly, you know, how much they leaned on him. Patrick Mahomes is the reason they're here. There is nothing to fear. But you are going to read stories like this, and there's nothing wrong with this story. Don't get upset and the guys hating on him. It's a legitimate question. But then you got to dig through, look at the numbers, and say, okay, is this a real concern? I made myself go look through it. Curtis put banged out the spreadsheet together. Do you have a concern after looking what we saw?
Not at all.
None. None. Yeah, doesn't concern me at all.
I didn't going into it, and having looked at the results, I don't coming out of it. Yeah. And the guy he's facing, he's older, but Patrick Mahomes has much more post or regular season and postseason experience than Jimmy Garoppolo does. What a schmuck!
How's he schmuck? He bought you ice cream.
Oh, you fat guy, here, have some ice cream. Thank you, Sneakers O'Toole. I appreciate that.
You know, somebody comes and gives you a wonderful gift.
Yeah, but it's
of ice cream.
It was not with good intentions.
Really? Why? Because
here,
he didn't.
Fatty, here, well, fatty, have some ice cream.
Because he didn't bring a spoon with it.
Yes, and a bowl.
If you're gonna be sour grapes, I'll take the ice cream.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Set it right there. Maybe we can just see what all you know can
we
be gifted to
sit
Curtis.
This there very long.
No,
it's gonna be extra creamy chocolate milk in about a half an hour.
We're gonna have to get the ice cream into a cooler. Yeah, but that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, very impressive.
My Raytown crew.
Yeah, I like it.
RHS.
There you go. Nice work, Tommy.
Lester, what a schmuck.
All right, so there it is. Look, yeah, you're gonna see a million things between now and when the game comes around. Of people dissecting and trying to find flaws or strengths or positives, what have you, with this team. You do not need to panic. They're legitimately good, okay? You do not need to feel like – I'm not guaranteeing a win because the 49ers are a good team, but you do not need to have the mindset that we're the Chiefs, something bad always happens, it just gets better and better to make the fall even worse. They might lose, but it's not because this team is jinxed, and there is no – gaping, disastrous, obvious hole in this team that the 49ers are just going to run right through. It doesn't exist. You're fine. The age of the quarterback is the first one I've seen. It's a legitimate question. It has been vetted by the careful, watchful eye of one Curtis Siebold.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells us it's all clear. There's nothing to fear. We'll talk some more Chiefs football. Here's some of the press conferences today, 913-3810-810. Take your phone calls. Bob Glauber coming up. Two-minute drill. Adam Teicher with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Kevin Harlan in the 5. It's all coming to you today from the Hen House. 6900 West 135th Street. That's the northeast corner of 135th and Metcalf. You're in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
You're listening to the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro, Curtis Siebold with you here in Hen House, 135th and Metcalf. It's one of our favorite spots. It's a place that we spend a lot of time. At whether it's lunch, picking things up. By the way, Don't let me forget. I got to go pick up that prescription.
Oh, that's right.
At some point,
I'll
I got to do that. That wasn't a prop. That's real.
Yeah.
And if I show up without it, I'm in trouble. So remind me, the pharmacy here at Hen House, my home pharmacy. So you can check. Yeah, there it is. Good note. I like that. People are they know the password. They've done a good job. We still have shirts if you're making your way over. If you have the password. Which is?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
the ha 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 on the end is very important. And be subtle.
Yes.
We don't want everybody to know, just our true listeners. We don't want somebody who's just grabbing a Tony's frozen pizza to just figure it out on their own. So be subtle. This had a gentleman was very subtle.
Very
subtle.
Subtle.
The guy's coming in with the big, bright Chiefs gear, not as subtle.
Nope.
But they're showing their fandom. I can't hate on that. So come on by and say hello.
I like that hat.
We also got our friends from CBD American Shaman here. You can try out their new beverages, of which I believe Jed is already their number one fan.
Yep,
Jed, what's your flavor that you like?
I like the,
you like the watermelon.
Yeah, I like the watermelon lime one. It's really good. I normally try and have at least one to two a day.
Yes. You're a big fan, a huge fan, as am I. You come down and sample it for free right here. They're set up right here at the Harry's Brewery, so you can check it out. The CBD American Shaman Sparkling. They got a couple different flavors that you can choose from. So come sample it, try it before you buy it, and you can get it right here. It's sold at your neighborhood hen houses. So great to have a couple of our great partners here at Sports Radio 810 WHB with us. We're here at the Hen House, and our friends from CBD American Shaman. You can sample their great sparkling water, so come check it out. It is very, very good. All right, talking Chiefs football, talking about how this game is going to get picked apart from top to bottom. Don't get defensive. Unless it's like Mike Florio or Jason Lockenfora, then that's okay.
Yes.
Because we know they're haters of the town.
Yep.
So you can go at them. That's fine.
You can put a boot in blocking for his ribs anytime.
That's right.
You're going to
we're not
off scot-free.
We're not going.
A literal boot. A figurative boot.
Okay. All right.
A metaphorical boot.
We're not.
Don't hit him physically.
We have a reputation of being a good town. I don't need you on here asking for violence.
That's we've been hearing that today. That the Titan fans that was a story came out today. Titan fans saying how much fun the ones who came to the game last week were amazed and very happy with how they were treated by the Chiefs fans in the stadium.
I bought some.
That's KC, man.
I bought some Coronas for some Titan fans.
I remember that. I was there
last weekend.
They were good.
So I want them to think kindly of our town. So that's why I did it. Let's talk Chiefs, 913-810-810. Our buddy Jazzu Jay wants to chime in. You're in the program, Jay. What's going on, buddy?
Seren, happy Red Friday.
Same to you, my friend. We get two of them. The game is so big.
Yeah, and I think if we win the Super Bowl, I think we should just roll Red Friday out until next season.
I'm fine with that. And I think, listen, if you remember what happened when the Royals went to the World Series, it's pretty much Blue Friday every day for the next couple of years. I don't think we'll see it be any different if the Chiefs do win.
Rightfully so. Seren, two things. I want to, A, tip my hat to those fans that were there, myself included, on Sunday, because any fan that sat out in the stadium and said that they were warmed by the ceremony is a liar. That was the coldest game I've ever been to in my life. And the atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. And I also think, you know, we need to also tip our hat to Dan Sorensen, because with Juan Thornhill being out, he's really stepped up in an incredible manner, not only on special teams, but on defense. And I think there's really something to be said. We always say, oh, next man up. But usually the next man up is kind of a bit of a downgrade 9 times out of 10. Dan Sorensen has brought his A game right now in the playoffs, and there's definitely I'm so happy for him and proud for him. And Seren, I just wanted to leave it with this. I know you've had Eric Eager and Seth Kaiser, who are fantastic listens on your show, talk about analytics and things. This is a different team if you look at the Kansas City Chiefs from this Chargers game in Mexico and beyond, and look at those stats. And it's kind of the tale of two halves, and I just wanted to get your take on that. If you look at, I think it's week 11 or week 12 from when they were in Mexico City to today, on offense, they're great. Defense, they're incredible. And they actually outperform the 49ers since week 11 and beyond in every single category except passing defense. The 49ers are a little bit better than the Chiefs, but from points scored, passing, rushing, rushing defense, all those things, the Chiefs outplay them. And I do think, I know we're all thinking it's going to be a close game, I can envision about 15 different ways the Chiefs can destroy the 49ers, and I can only envision about one or two ways the Niners can beat the Chiefs. So maybe it is a Chiefs blowout next week, but I'm looking forward to it. What a fun time of year, and I love your show and the work that you and your team does. So thanks for taking the call, Teren.
Well, thanks so much, buddy. It's always great talking to you, and I agree. It is a great time. Listen, we don't have to worry. We can get overconfident. Work yourself into a frenzy to where you think you're going to win by 100. Just make sure you're not upset if you win by one, right? That's the key.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to check anybody's enthusiasm or excitement or passion for this game. One of the reasons you get blowouts in championship games is because once a team recognizes they can't win, there's nothing left really to fight for.
Correct.
Like, you're not getting ready for next week. Well, we need to do this. We need to show some face. We need to get better at this. Let's work on this. There is a throw in the towel part of the equation. I think, you know, you talked about it. They're on an 8-game win streak right now, and they have played better. And I know people have wanted to ding the opponents, Chargers, Raiders, Pats, Broncos, Bears, Chargers, and now Texans and Titans. Look, it's two playoff games. I get it, you know. That the Chiefs, and I've heard this, well, they couldn't have had a better road. They played a 5 and a 6 seed. Yeah, I mean, that's true. And you know what else? They couldn't have played anybody else. They didn't, you know, have a draft and cherry pick the route they wanted. And by the way, those two teams were teams that could run the football, which was supposed to be the biggest problem the Chiefs have. And, you know, I had a conversation today in Vegas with a gentleman who talked to Jim Fossil. And he asked Jim Fossil, like, what's the weakness in Patrick Mahomes? And Fossil said, longtime offensive coordinator and head coach in the NFL, took the Giants to the Super Bowl, said, I don't see one. There's no weakness in Patrick Mahomes. And I really think that's kind of the case. And if the quarterback's the most important position, and accomplished NFL coaches look at the guy and say, this quarterback has no weaknesses, how could you not like that team's chances? And I'll go a step further. I was asked by the same guy, well, what is the weakness of the Chiefs and how would you attack them? And I said, well, and I always think that's a good practice to have, because are you just, you know, poo-pooing what's an obvious weakness? Like, I think a lot of people did that last year. The Chiefs' defense was an obvious weakness. Their run defense was an obvious weakness. But what did we hear all the way leading up to the game? Oh, they're totally different at home. They're just different. Defense is defense wherever you are. What they had done is played easy teams at home. So from that standpoint, I do look a little bit at the lineup of teams they've beaten and said, and would say, well, it's not the Saints. It's not the Niners. It's not whoever you want to claim are the top teams. It's not the Ravens. Oh, I know they beat the team that beat the Ravens. My point is they haven't beaten one of those top teams. So I think it's something that should be digested. Okay, I do get that. But if you're honest with yourself, their biggest weakness was stopping the run. Defense in general, they're now 7th in the league overall in points allowed. And by the way, take out the first 4 weeks, and that number gets even better. Go with this last 8 weeks, and they might be the number one defense in the NFL. The run defense has been a problem. They've gone back up against teams that can really run the ball. They haven't allowed anyone to run. That's not it. The only thing I can think of defensively that is a weakness is they don't have a star corner to just take a number one wide out. Well, the Niners don't really have a number one wide out, so that doesn't seem to play against them. The other thing I can think of is we haven't seen a team really try to throw to the running backs the way the Green Bay Packers did. We've seen them have problems covering the running backs out of the backfield. I haven't seen anybody try to do that. The statistics say the Niners won't do it either. They haven't thrown to their running backs a lot. But I think that might be something that Kyle Shanahan tries to take advantage of. Maybe that's there. Offensively, where's the weakness? I'd say it's guard to guard, the inside of the offensive line. If the D tackles for the 49ers have a big day, if I'm to say, okay, the Chiefs lose this game, and what's the storyline if they did lose it? It's that the defensive tackles or the stunting and blitzing came up the middle and knocked Mahomes down and knocked the ball loose. They got turnovers with pressure up the middle. Now, you can't just pressure up the middle because we know he can escape and throw on the run. But they've got the kind of guys that if they would sacrifice Bosa and Dee Ford and say, just set the edge. Number one, we watched Dee Ford for 5 years in this town. We know that's laughable. The edge is not going to be set by Dee Ford, okay? Because he'll go too far up the field and Mahomes will run underneath. But if he could do that and set the edge and force him in the pocket, the 49ers might have the kind of firepower in the middle to where they can maybe get a pass rush up the middle. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. There isn't that massive, they can't stop anyone in any way, shape, or form, glaring hole that the Chiefs carried into the game with the Patriots. This is one where they're ready to go. They may not win, but it won't be because they're a flawed team. This is no longer a flawed team. You see a weakness I'm not covering?
I do not, and I was looking at some of the numbers that our caller was just talking about and where they rank compared to San Francisco.
By the way, that caller has a name, and it's Jazzy J.
That's right. I was so into the numbers I'd forgotten who actually was it called.
One of the best.
He is, absolutely. Some of the numbers I'm looking at, since the Charger game starting. So I started week 11 through now. That includes the postseason. Points scored, Chiefs 2, Niners 3. Points allowed, Chiefs 6, Niners 28. Passing yards, Chiefs 2, Niners 14. Rushing yards, the Niners are ahead. They're third, Chiefs are seventh. Total yards, Niners are barely ahead by about 40 yards, second and third. Opponents, passing yards, Niners actually are ahead, 25th, Chiefs 29th. But passer rating, opposing passer rating, Chiefs third, Niners 24th. What's that tell you? A lot of teams have been throwing yardage-wise to get back from deficits against the Chiefs, not against the 49ers, because look at this number. Touchdowns to interceptions allowed. Chiefs defense, 9 touchdowns, 10 picks. Niners defense net span, 16 touchdowns allowed, 4 interceptions. And opponents rushing yards, Chiefs 18th, Niners 24th. So they have been better than San Francisco the last, well, since they left Nashville in October.
And the one thing that I would add to that is who have the Niners played? Right? Has their opposition been tougher than the list that I put together? If you go with their last 8 games, Packers, Vikings, and then what? What order do they go? Do they go top to bottom? I think they do. Yeah. Seahawks was their last one. Packers, Vikings, Seahawks, Rams, Falcons, Saints, Ravens, and Packers. It has been tough for sledding.
It's been tougher, yeah.
It has been tough for sledding. But if you're going to have an easier schedule, then perform better right. than the Chiefs did. And I think that's the important part of the equation.
The 16 touchdowns, 4 picks, that jumped off the screen to me that they've allowed since week 10.
Yeah. And a lot of that came against the Saints. They got into a shootout with the Saints and 48-46 final in that one. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, listen, if the Saints can do that, why can't the Chiefs? I think Mahomes is better than Drew Brees now. So I think there's ample evidence there. Bottom line is, again, no reason to have anything but confidence going into this game. 913-3810-810. We'll take a break. Take more of your phone calls next. We're at Hen House, 6900 West 135th Street. That's basically the northeast corner of 135th and Metcalf. Everything you need for your party, Hen House is ready for you, whether it's specials back at the meat counter, like T-bone steaks, $7.99 a pound, or porterhouse steaks, $8.99 a pound. Whether it's the beer, got to have the beers ready for everybody. You can stock up here at the Harry's Brewery and all your neighborhood hen houses. They've got a great selection. Maybe it's the meat trays. Maybe it's the seven-layer dip. That's one of the favorites that we always have at my house that we get there at the Delicatessen at the Hen House. They're ready for you. All your party needs, all your weekend needs, all your family's needs are right here at your neighborhood hen house.
The program with Soren Petro.
The most talented man I've ever met in show business.
One of the 5 most famous people in the United States.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
What are the words to this song?
They're not safe for radio.
Can you hum along with the lyrics?
Oh, they're not safe.
No, not safe. Fortunately, it's just a loop, but that's The Fireman by Lil Wayne, one of your guest favorites.
Sure. Big fan.
You know, he is an alien.
I'm not as big on him as Big Wayne.
Yeah, it's true. Or Wild Wayne.
Oh, we do.
Because he's such a goofball.
Wild Wayne. We have a friend named Wild Wayne, the Wild One. Wild Wayne. Wayne, comma, Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last name,
come
Wayne,
on.
First name, Wild. All right. It is the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHP. We're out and about. We're here at Hen House at 135th and Metcalf. Stop on by, say hello, get stocked up for the weekend, get stocked up for the big game. Right now, if you'd like, they got everything you need for the ultimate party. Do not hesitate to go let the delicatessen rock your party. They do it for me all the time. I recommend the 7-layer dip. Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. Get you some tortilla chips and then go to town on the 7-layer dip. And if you're trying to be a little more responsible, get some of the carrot chips.
Yes.
And use the carrots as the chips. That's what I do when I'm actually trying to be somewhat responsible.
The rotisserie turkey is my jam.
I love the rotisserie turkey. You know that.
Cut on the two slice.
The thick.
The thick. Mm-hmm. The three is good, but the two is better.
Let's talk to our buddy Sean in New Jersey. You're in the program, Sean. What's going on?
Hey, happy Friday, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you, my friend.
Yeah, I was just overhearing you talk about the schedule. I mean, you know, looking at it, going into 2019 season, the schedule, it looked kind of difficult to me. I mean, it just didn't play out that way because of other teams' play performance and injuries. I mean, and that's generally what happens in a season. So, I mean, you know, for people to say Kansas City had an easier schedule in the beginning of the season, it didn't look that way. And then when Patrick Mahomes went down in the middle of the season, people were counting us out. They said we couldn't stop the defense, and with Mahomes out, the season was pretty much over. And Mahomes got healthy. We made a run. The Titans, they came in. You know, they beat Baltimore, Houston. They were a pretty good team. And, I mean, you know, the Chiefs have been playing good. The only thing I'm going to question is, if Kansas City does win, what are the critics going to say then? Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't a good enough quarterback to lead the offense to beat the Chiefs defense. Is that going to be it? Like, you got at some point, Saren, you're going to have to give credit where credit is due. And Kansas City's not getting it at all. And I just think we've been played as an underdog throughout this whole playoff, even with this Super Bowl thing. So...
Number of playoff teams played over the course of the whole 16-week schedule, 49ers played 5, Chiefs played 6.
Right.
So, your point's right on, Sean. I mean, now the point that I was making was in this stretch run, just to put context to the numbers, Curtis was putting out there about how decidedly better the Chiefs defense has been than the Niners. Just to be fully transparent, the schedule was a little rougher down those last 6 weeks of the regular season for the Niners than it was the Chiefs. But to your point overall, Chiefs played one more playoff team than the Niners did.
Right, and the Titans were so-called supposed to be the dark horse, the best team in the playoffs, that, you know, out of all the teams, especially in the AFC. After they knocked off Patriots and they went into Baltimore, knocked off Baltimore, you know, the narrative was, Tennessee is an unstoppable force. Can the Chiefs stop the run? A lot of people thought that they couldn't stop the run. They thought it was going to be King Henry coming to town and we'll see the same old Chiefs. But that wasn't the picture.
So, Sean, and I appreciate the call, buddy. Always good talking to you. Let me say this. You said if the Chiefs win, what are we going to hear? That Garoppolo wasn't that good? Well, certainly if he throws a couple of picks, which he's capable of doing, yeah, we're going to hear that. But here's the thing I would encourage all Kansas City fans. Don't get upset about that. It's right. It's true. It's accurate. That will be reality. The fact that the Chiefs have a better quarterback is why they won. Yes, that's probably going to be it. That's probably going to be the story. That's not negative. That's just accurate. And it's nothing that this franchise or this city or any Chiefs fan has to apologize for. Yes, we have the best quarterback in the NFL. And up yours, you can't have him. So, yes. That will be written, but don't be upset. Just smile and go, you know what? You're right. That's right. We'll see you next year, Super Bowl, too.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC Sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right. The coldest game time temperature for an outdoor Super Bowl occurred in what city? Brought to you by Good Sense.